मौनव्याख्या प्रकटित पर ब्रह्म तत्व युवानम वर्षिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैरावृतं ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रं करकलितचिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपं स्वात्मा रामं मुदितवदनं दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृह्णन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपासुदाब्धी भुविरामकृष्णः जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयात् इतरतश्चार्त्वेष विघ्नस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्मकृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजोवारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तघोकं सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं मृतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्नाः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं यस्वानुभावमखिल श्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपमदितितीर्षतां तमोऽन्धं संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनां जयति जगति माया यस्य कायाधवस्ते वचनरचनमेकं केवलं चाकलय्य ध्रुवपदमपि यातो यत्कृपातो ध्रुवोऽयं सकलकुशलपात्रं ब्रह्मपुत्रं नतोऽस्मि। चतुर्मुख ब्रह्मा अदरवाइज कॉल्ड ब्रह्मा जी इज प्रथमः आर पूर्वजः इज द फर्स्ट बॉर्न इंडिविजुअल when the creation manifested from the Nirguna Brahman, Chaturmukha Brahma was the first born one. From Brahmaji, Sanakadi Rishis, Marichyadi Prajapatis, Manu and other Raja Rishis manifested as his Manasaputraha. Manasaputra means mind-born children. Just by a thought, Brahmaji could bring out all these children. How is it possible? How can you beget a child by thought? Example is there in our life also. We also beget lot of children. Why children? Entire world we beget. How? In dream. When we go to sleep, by our normal mind, we also produce a creation. Similarly, Brahmaji's thought process is the manifestation of this entire Vyavaharika Jagat. Entire waking world. Narada Rishi was the youngest Manasaputraha of that Brahmaji. This Narada Rishi was a great Pitru Bhakta, lover of his father. So he thought, my father is the Supreme Lord. He creates this entire universe. He is the first teacher also, Adi Guruhu. And whatever he desires, that desire comes into a fact as a fact, it is implemented. All the sankalpas of Brahmaji become Satya Sankalpa. We also have a lot of desires, but nothing happens. 90% doesn't happen, fortunately. Otherwise, you'll go mad also, okay? Because we don't know what to desire. But Sankalpa of Brahmaji is Satya Sankalpa because he knew what to desire. Narada Rishi was taught Vedas by his own father. And Vedas are taught to all the children, including Marichyadi Prajapatis. Naraji also was taught. But Naraji wanted to know little bit more also about the devotional practices. So he went to Brahmaji and asked to teach him about the devotional practices, how to love the Lord, etc. So he praised his father. దేవదేవ నమస్తేస్తు భూతభావన పూర్వజ తద్విజానీహి యజ్ఞానం ఆత్మతత్వ నిదర్శనం యద్రూపం యద్ అధిష్టానం యతసృష్టం ఇదం ప్రభో యత్ సంస్థం యత్ పరం యచ్చ తత్తత్వం వద తత్వతః. సో హీ వెంట్ టు హిస్ ఫాదర్ అండ్ అడ్రెస్డ్ హిస్ ఫాదర్, ఓ సుప్రీం లార్డ్ హూ ఈస్ ద క్రియేటర్ and who is the first born of all beings, salutations to you. Please teach me what is the reality of this inert universe, whether in reality this universe is inert or something other than inertness, from which substance this universe has come, by which it is sustained, and to which this creation, this universe resolves. Who is the creator of that primordial substance? There is a substance behind this universe. Who is that creator of that primordial substance? What is the real nature of living beings? Because we find in this universe there are certain things which are inert and certain things with life also. So what is the real nature of living beings? Whether living beings are the product of the inert creation, or whether is there anything other than inertness as consciousness? ఎత్ జ్ఞానం ఆత్మతత్వ నిదర్శనం బ్రూహి. హూ ఈస్ ది సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ లైఫ్ ప్రిన్సిపల్? అండ్ ఐ సీ మై డియర్ ఫాదర్ దట్ ఐ సీ యు ఆర్ క్రియేటింగ్ ఆల్ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్స్ జస్ట్ బై యువర్ మెంటల్ విష్. లైక్ ఎ స్పైడర్ బ్రింగ్స్ అవుట్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ వెబ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్, యూ ఆల్సో బ్రింగ్ అవుట్ దీస్ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ యూ. సో ఇన్ దిస్ హోల్ రెల్మ్ ఆఫ్ నామరూప జగత్, వరల్డ్ ఆఫ్ నేమ్ అండ్ ఫామ్, I don't find anyone equal to you or superior to you. Everything exists in the creation points out its source to you only. But I heard you also perform tremendous tapasya. Why should you do tapasya? Towards which superior entity you did tapasya? And you are the knower of all the past, present and future. Please remove all my doubts. As even Narada asked these questions. These questions are not for ordinary minds. Extraordinary minds only can have these questions. So naturally father was very happy because he knew all the answers. If father doesn't know the answer, what will be the answer? Shut up your mouth, like that. So fortunately Brahmaji knew all the answers. Therefore Brahmaji was very very happy to hear the beautiful thoughtful questions, thought provoking questions from his child Narada. Because according to the Shastra, any being who refuses to think cannot be considered as a human being. So Narada belonged to Rishi Parampara. So in Rishi Parampara, if a person doesn't think, what will happen? If Rishi Parampara, a person doesn't think, what will happen? If the son of a pandita, son of a scholar doesn't have thinking capacity, what will happen to the father? It is a painful affair. So Brahmaji was very very happy to hear the questions about the origin and reality of this tangible creation. This question can come only from a thinking mind or observing mind. This thinking capacity determines the human nature or differentiates humanity from the other living beings in the creation. If this thinking capacity is not used to know the secrets of life and the secrets of the creation, then Shastra says Pashubhis Samana Buddhya Vihina. One who doesn't think, so his life will be just like animal life. So Brahmaji was very very happy to see that his child Narada is able to think about the mysterious nature of this creation. So Brahmaji answers.
Samyak karunikasyedam vatsate vichikitsitam yadaham choditas saumya bhagavadvirya darshane nanrutam tavatachapi yathamam prabhraveshi bhoho అవిజ్ఞాయ పరం మత్తః ఏతావత్వం యతో హి మే యేన స్వరోచిషా విశ్వం రోచితం
रोचयाम यहम यथा अर्को अग्निर यथा सोमो यथा अग्रहतारकाः तस्मै नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय धीमहि यन्मायया दुर्जयया मां ब्रुवन्ति जगद्गुरुम्। ओ माय डियर सन, दि क्वेश्चंस विच यू आस्क्ड आर वेरी ग्रैंड। आई एम रियली ग्रेटफुल टू यू फॉर आस्किंग दिस क्वेश्चन। सी द ब्यूटी ऑफ द टीचर। Teacher says to the student, or father says to the child, I am grateful to you because you asked these thought-provoking questions so that I also can remember about the grandness of this creation. So this is the great attitude, grand attitude of Vedanta Parampara. Father says to son, or teacher says to the disciple, that he is grateful since he has asked grand questions. Why he is grateful? यद अहम चोदितः सौम्य भगवत वीर्य दर्शने, बिकॉज युअर क्वेश्चन हैव प्रॉम्प्टेड मी टू डिस्क्राइब द रियालिटी। युअर क्वेश्चन हैव प्रॉम्प्टेड मी टू डिस्क्राइब द ग्रैंडनेस ऑफ द प्राइमॉर्डियल टीचर। अकॉर्डिंग टू नारद, ब्रह्माजी वॉज द प्राइमॉर्डियल टीचर, बट अकॉर्डिंग टू ब्रह्माजी समवन इज देयर। सो ही सेज दैट आई एम वेरी हैप्पी बिकॉज your questions made me to remember my father. Your questions made me to describe about the grandness of the Bhagavan, who is the very consciousness itself. All these years, my dear, really speaking, all these years I was waiting to share these secrets to you, but unless it is asked for, I cannot share these secrets. So therefore, all these years I was asking, will you ask this question or not? Now, I can share to you all these secrets. There is nothing to believe, but lot of things to understand. From my answers, there is nothing to believe. What is the nature of answer going to be? How the creation has come. And in every religion, there is a story of creation. Some stories are meant for believing. Some stories are meant for thinking. In Sanatana Dharma, the story of creation is not at all for believing. It is not at all for swallowing, but for thinking. So, there is nothing called dogma or doctrine, but lot of things for understanding is there in my answer. Understanding the secrets is a challenge for a thinking mind, and understanding the secrets of this creation is a solution for human problems. The glories you showered on me, that I am a primordial teacher, that I am satya sankalpaha, that anything comes in my mind becomes truthful one, like that, all these glories are okay, but they are truthful only partially. I have some powers indeed, but these powers are not my own powers. It belongs to my father, my origin, who happened to be a supreme reality. Just as the sun, moon or fire, any luminary, reveals an already existing world, similarly, my creative power also is only a manifestation of what is already existing in that supreme reality. I have not created anything which is not there already. If it is there already, why, where is the question of creation at all? So creation, the people who think about creation have two types of ideas. This creation has come out of nothing, one group. Another group says this creation has come out of something. Understood? So out of nothing creation has come, out of something creation has come. Here Brahmaji says, this creation has not come out of nothing, it has come out of something. And what it is that something? That something happened to be supreme reality, who is generally called as Narayanaha or Vasudevaha by the Vedas. Narayana is not a person. We know Narayana, whenever Narayana is uttered, form comes to our mind. Four hands, Shankha, Chakra, Gata, like that. Or lying down on the serpent bed like that. So here Narayana mentioned in this context is not a person, it is a principle. So my salutation to that supreme reality by whose deluding power all are thinking that I am the creator. Naraji addressed his father as the creator, supreme creator. So he says, Brahmaji says, people think me as a creator because of deluding power of that reality Narayana. In mayaya durjayaya mam bruvanti jagat gurum iti. Because of the deluding power of that maya shakti of the Lord, people consider me as jagat guruhu, supreme teacher. Because of the maya shakti of the Lord, the reality is covered and living beings are deluded, and they consider either themselves as the creators or they consider me as the creator. I am your mother, you are my son. When a mother, any mother says, you are my son, what does it mean? She says, I am the creator. Correct? When a mother or father says, you are my son, that means what? You are my product. That means what? I am the creator. So this is nothing but a delusion. Narayana para veda deva narayana angajah narayana para loka narayana para makah narayana paro yogo narayana param tapah narayana param jnanam narayana para gatihi tasyapi drashturishasya kuthastasya akhilatmanah srijyam srijami srishtoham ikshaivabhichoditah. He says everything in the creation owes its origin to that supreme reality, namely Narayanah. The Vedas owe their origin to that Narayanah. The Devas are the aspects of the Lord Narayana. The worlds are the manifestations of that Narayana. All types of worship, tapas, yoga become meaningful and significant only when that Narayana is understood. All knowledge is based on Narayana's existence. Final destination of all struggles in life is none other than Narayana only. And I am manifested from that Narayana, who is the ultimate reality, the infinite consciousness, the eternal witness, the Lord of all souls. By His grace and by His command, I have become the creator and I am doing the duty of creation. This creation is nothing but the manifestation of that Narayana, who happened to be infinite consciousness. That consciousness has manifested into 14 lokas when creation began. Creation began means what? Very difficult it is. When creation began, immediately mind says that something started. When creation is projected, we can say, when creation is projected, first came 14 lokas. So, Bhur, Bhuvas, Swarga, Loka. Three loka they call it, Triloka they call it. These three lokas, Bhuhu, Bhuhu means this, Bhumi, Bhuvaha, then Suvaha. Suvaha means Swarga Loka. Bhuvaha means Pitruloka, in between Bhuloka and Swargaloka. These three lokas are meant for pleasure and pain for the individual. Then Mahar, Jana, Tapo, Satya Lokaha. Mahar Loka, Jana Loka, Tapo Loka, Satya Loka, all are meant for fulfillment through knowledge, through Atma Jnanam. Kramamukti Lokaha they call it. Then Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Talatala, Mahatala, Rasatala, Patala, Lokaha, seven lokas meant for exhausting Papa Karmani. First three are meant for exhausting both Papa and Punya. Next four are meant for gaining the Kramamukti. Then last seven are meant for exhausting Papa Karmani. Punya you cannot earn. Punya is not at all exhausted, nor punya is earned, but negative bank balance are exhausted in that seven lokas. That's why sufferings are more there. So all these 14 lokas are considered as the form of the supreme reality, universal form, Virat Swarupa, they call it. In Gita 11th chapter, this idea comes that Bhagavan is everything. We will go for philosophical discussion. This just now you hear the story. Story part is there. Story part will not clear all our doubts. Philosophical discussion will clear all our doubts. Just Brahmaji says, when Bhagavan wanted to project the universe, how he projected? He himself became 14 lokas. How he can become inert lokas in our dream? Lot of train, bus, road, so many things are there. Who has become inert things like road and train, bus, railway track? Lot of ions are there. Who has brought? From where we brought? We ourselves, our own thought process has become all this inner material. Similarly, Bhagavan has manifested into 14 lokas. Even though he has assumed in this universal form, still he continues to exist as infinite conscious entity. No change happens in the infinitude. Only name and form is added to the infinite entity. Since name and form are the manifestation of his own Maya Shakti, which does not have separate existence different from him, he continues to be the same infinite entity. In dream world, if you take, in dream world, lot of space is there, time is there, then roads and railway tracks and buses and trains, people, all are products of who? Whose mind? One individual's mind. After projecting that particular dream world, whether the individual exists as he is or not, he exists exactly as he is. Just because he has projected one dream world, his weight is not reduced as even he gets up. Correct? His weight is not reduced, nor his learning is reduced, nor his power is reduced. So that individual stays as he is in spite of projecting the dream world. Similarly, Bhagavan being infinite entity, Narayana being infinite entity, and the projection is nothing but the working of Maya Shakti, his own Maya Shakti. Our dream world is the working of what Shakti? Nidra Shakti. Individual's Nidra Shakti, sleeping capacity of the individual, is the cause for dream world. Similarly, projecting capacity of the Lord called Maya Shakti is the cause for this creation. And this creation is nothing but name and form. What do you mean by creation? Nothing but name and form. Because nothing is created. From something, this creation has come means what? Nothing is created, but some name and forms are added. From mud, lots of cups and pots and other things are created. What is created? From a lump of gold, lot of ornaments are created. What is created, you tell? What is created? Some name and forms are introduced, that's all. New designs are introduced by a goldsmith, and every design, new design, every new form is given one particular name, that's all. So this creation is nothing but the projection of name and form, and name and form cannot add the weight to the substance or cannot reduce the weight of the substance. Do you agree? A form of a necklace or ring, will it add weight to the gold or will it reduce the weight of the gold? But still, nobody wants that substance. With regard to gold, everybody wants that substance. You give. If the substance is ordinary clay, nobody wants that clay. If it is in the particular form, it has a utility. In the form of a pot, it has a utility. In the form of a pot, it has a name called pot. Understood? But neither name nor form adds anything to the clay, the substance. Similarly, substance is same in spite of creation or dissolution. Whether the pot is destroyed or pot is created, clay is clay, nothing is added. Similarly, here also, infinite entity is not at all having any change. All changes are happening in the context of name and form, and that too not real change, change brought out by Maya Shakti. There is an infinite space and you create a part and you say there is a part space. What you created? Part space you created? Part only you created. Where was that part before creation? It is in the space only in the form of clay. Where was that part? It is in the space only, but in the form of clay. So before the creation of the part, where was the part? In the space only. After the dissolution of the part, where will be that part? In the space only. But during the creation of the part, there is a separate space which appearing to be a separate space from the total space. When the part is destroyed, part space is destroyed? No. So creation is nothing but introduction of certain name and form. Vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam mrittika ityeva satyam. Vikaraha means part, products. Products are nothing but vacha arambanam, name and form. What is the substance? Mrittika. That what happens, unfortunately, after the production, substance becomes property, property becomes substance. So in ornament, which is the substance? Which is the substance in ornament? Gold is the substance, okay? Property is chain. In an ornament called chain or ring, ornament called ring, what is the substance? Gold. Ring is the attribute, correct? Ring is the attribute. So how we call this ring? Golden ring, correct? Golden ring. Take this word golden ring and see whether it is a logical word or not. Blue shirt. What is the substance here? Shirt is the substance. Blueness is the attribute. So it is correct statement. Blue shirt. Correct. Because attribute comes as a prefix to the substance. Attributes always come as a prefix to the substance. In the case of golden chain, which is the substance? Gold is the substance. You have given the place for substance. What place you have given? A placement for attribute. You have to tell ringy gold, chainy gold, because ringness is a property, gold is the substance. Blue shirt. Shirt is a substance, blueness is the property. So property always precedes the substance. But when you say golden ring, you made ulta. So it's a tricky word. The concept of creation itself is a very, very tricky thing. And we introduce wrong words and we are caught up by those wrong words. In our life, we introduce wrong words and we are caught up in the net of those wrong words. I am human being, when you say, which is the substance? I am is the substance. Because to say the statement, this person must be a conscious entity. Understood? If he doesn't have a certain part of his body, still he can tell. Without leg also he can say, I am human being. Without eyes also he can say, I am human being. Without mouth also he can say in written form that I am human being. So only a conscious being can say that I am human being. So the consciousness is the substance of that being. When you say I am human being, what is the substance? I am is the substance. But you have given the place for substance. What place you have given? A place meant for attributes you have given for this substance. A place meant for attributes. What is a place meant for attributes? It should precede the substance, correct? The place meant for attribute is, it should precede the substance. I am human being, when you say, you made the human being as the substance and I am as the attribute. You have to say human being I am. Understood? Ringi gold, chaini gold, party clay. Like that you have to tell. What we say? Clay pot, golden ring. These are all wrong words. So here Brahmaji says, no change happens in the infinite, only names and forms are added to the infinite, and these names and forms are not substance at all, they are the properties. Because of the addition of these properties, nothing happens to the substance, and these properties belong to Maya Shakti of the Lord, which doesn't have any separate existence. Maya Shakti doesn't have separate existence, like our Nidra Shakti doesn't have separate existence from the sleeping person. Correct? Shakti doesn't have separate existence from the individual. Similarly, Maya Shakti doesn't have any separate existence from the Lord. Therefore, in spite of creating entire universe, still he continues to be the same infinite entity. And that infinite entity alone is my father, he is the father of entire creation, Jagat Pita, and Mama Pita also, and fortunately for me he is a teacher also. In others case, creator is one, teacher is another. But in my case, both the creator and the teacher happen to be same. So Brahmaji says, न भारति मेंग मृषोपलक्ष्यते न वै क्वचिन् मे मनसो मृषागति न मे ऋषिकाणि पतन्त्य सत्पथे यन्मे हृदौत्कण्ठ्यवता धृतो हरिः. माई डियर सन नारद, यू प्रेज्ड मी दैट आई हैव सत्य संकल्प, वाट एवर डिजायर कम्स इन माई माइंड बिकम्स ए ट्रूथफुल वन, एंड दैट इज बिकॉज ऑफ द लॉर्ड. Because I meditate on the Lord, or I bear the Lord in my heart with intense devotion, and because my mind is immersed in that knowledge about the reality, all my sankalpas are made as satya sankalpaha. My words never prove untrue. Yanme hridau utkantyavata dhrutaha harihi. Therefore, since in my heart I always hold his lotus feet with all intention and devotion, therefore me bharati namrishopalakshyate, my words, my sankalpas never fail, my mind never deviates from dharma, and my senses are never attracted to evil things. Due to this devotion and knowledge, I could perform a tremendous duty called creation without binding myself. How delicate this universe is, very very delicate system, very difficult even to understand. Thousands of years we are struggling to understand this system called universe. Even an iota of understanding gives lot of pleasure for us, lot of jubilance in our mind. This single human body you take, how much difficult. Daily one research paper comes out. Today research paper is given doctorate. One day doctors say one thing and contradicting also. So it is very difficult even to understand what to talk about creating this intricate creation. And naturally anybody does any action, there is an idea that I am the doer and he is responsible for the action, karma phala. So he has to go through all the karma phala, whether it is a good action or bad action. Accordingly, the result is going to come, and the person who is the doer of that action has to go through karma phala results. And if you consider my condition of creating universe, rakshasas, asuras, and rakshasas, asuras are all created by Brahmaji only, poor man. So, and not only I create the rishis and munis, I have to create all the rakshasas and asuras. So imagine, because of these rakshasas, so many people are hurt, and when people are hurt, always they scold, this idiot Brahmaji did not have, why, everybody scold, ఎస్పెషలీ వెన్ యూ గర్ల్ ఫ్రెండ్ రిజెక్ట్స్ ఎ బాయ్ ఫ్రెండ్, సో బాయ్ ఫ్రెండ్స్ కోల్స్ భగవాన్, వై భగవాన్ హ్యాస్ క్రియ, దెన్ దట్ టైమ్ ఓన్లీ దిస్ ఫెలో గెట్స్ ఎ క్వశ్చన్, వై దిస్ వర్ల్డ్, వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ వర్ల్డ్, వై హీ హెస్ క్రియేటెడ్ ఫీమేల్, ఆర్ వై హీ హెస్ క్రియేటెడ్ ఆపోజిట్ జెండర్, లైక్ దట్ హీ క్వశ్చన్స్. సో వన్ బాయ్ ఈస్ టు కమ్, సో హీ హ్యాడ్ లవ్ ఫెయిలియర్ సంథింగ్, సో వెన్ హీ వాస్ కమింగ్ ఆల్ ది టైమ్ హీ ఈస్ టు ట్రబుల్ మీ విత్ దిస్ క్వశ్చన్, వై హీ హెస్ క్రియేటెడ్. ఐ ఆల్వేస్ సే టు ఆస్క్ దిస్ క్వశ్చన్ హీ హెస్ క్రియేటెడ్, వై హీ హెస్ క్రియేటెడ్, why he has created, to ask this question he has created, to make you to think about this creation he has created. Why should I think like that, he is to trouble me. Then finally I could not answer logically to him because he is emotional, so I told, are you in love failure? I asked, Swamiji, how you came to know? Yeah, these questions come for either for philosophers or for love failures. For philosophers it exists, unless they get the answer they won't keep quiet, but for love failures one or two days or one or two months it exists, then afterwards it goes. So very difficult it is to even to conceive the nature of the creation. Still science is probing like anything, where is the end of this creation, what is the ultimate single substance of the universe, from where it has come. All theories, Big Bang theory, so many theories are rejected already by science community. Every theory comes and it exists for some time, then immediately it is questioned and rejected, then one more theory comes. So though my duty of creation is very very difficult with lot of intricacies, still I am not in difficulty, I am not bound by the results of this creation, because yanme hrutau utkanchyavata dhritah harihi, because I bear the reality in my heart. Bearing the reality in my heart means what? Bearing the self knowledge in my heart that I am not at all an individual entity, and this happened to be a being a brahmaji, the creator happened to be a role in my personality. My personality is as infinite as the Lord. This role called creator is nothing but a role. So an actor acts like a beggar. Who is the beggar? Actor only. So beggar is actor, but actor is not beggar. This is the formula, unique Vedantic formula. Suppose A is equal to B, normally in arithmetic A is equal to B means B is equal to A, but in Vedanta B is equal to A, but A is not B. Beggar is actor, beggar's head is actor's head, beggar's mouth is actor's mouth, beggar's crying is tears are belong to actor only. B is A, beggar is actor, but actor is not beggar. Understood? Actor is beggar also. You have to add the word called also. He is something other than that also. He is a actor is a husband, actor is a son, actor is a citizen, actor is a income tax payee, actor is a director. So many other roles are there. So if B is equal to A and A is equal to B, then only problem. Vedanta says your individuality is nothing but a role. You have plenty of individualities. Either identify with all individualities or don't identify with any individuality. Correct? Either be the Vishwatma, either be the Virat, either you say that all bodies are all individualities of me only, or you say all these bodies are Nama Rupa Mithya, I don't have body at all. The problem of human being is what? Identifying with one particular body. So here Brahmaji says, even though I am involved in mind-boggling activity called creation, but still I am not in bondage, because I have that knowledge and I have the smarana of the reality. Then immediately Narada Bhagavan was very curious. Oh, that means beyond you also something is there. And you did tapasya towards that entity? And how you did tapasya? How you are born first, you tell. I thought you are unborn. When you say that you are also born, so first you tell how you are born and how you realize that ultimate reality, how that reality taught you this knowledge, what is that knowledge which was taught by that reality, please tell. So naturally now Brahmaji comes with the entire Srishti Prakarana, it is called. Brahmaji says, the ultimate reality is nothing but infinite consciousness. It has many names, Narayana, Vasudeva, Shiva, Devi, like that. So many names are there, but none of them belong to Him intimately, but everything is sustained by Him. Sayesha Adhyav Purushaha Kalpe Kalpe Srijatyajaha Atmatmanyatmanatmanam Sanyachati cha pati cha Vishuddham Kevalajnanam Pratyaksam Yag Avasthitam Satyam Purnam Anadyantam Nirgunam Nityam Advayam. That reality is pure consciousness. Vishuddham Kevalam Jnanam. That reality is pure consciousness, and that happened to be a reality, Satyam, Purnam, it is complete, it doesn't have any inadequacy, Adiyantam, it is the beginning and end of everything in the creation, and at the same time it is Nirgunam, it doesn't have any attribute at all. See the contradiction. Adi Anta, beginning of everything and end of everything means it's an attribute. But still here Brahmaji says it is Nirgunam and Nityam Advayam. Dvayam means two. Advayam means not two. Nityam Advayam means what? Always not two. He is talking about one entity and he says that entity is the cause for all these multiples, at the same time it exists as a single entity. Single means again two will come. So therefore always Advaita is what? Negating the numbers. Dvayam is the number. Two is the beginning of multiplicity. So advayam, not two. Not two means what? You cannot say one also. Not two means what? Not one. If you say one, if you start count one, again two, three, four will come. So it says not two. Not two means what? You cannot consider it as a objective entity so that you can count. Not two when we say, what does it mean? We count only things which are objects, correct? We count things only which are objects. So when it says not two, what does it mean? It is not an object which is meant for counting. It is the very counter. Counter means what? One who counts, not a ticket counter or something. One who counts is called that ultimate reality. From that reality, everything has come. Atma, Atmani, Atmana, Atmanam Sanyachati. Beautiful it is. From where it has come, creation? From the Atma. Atma means another word for Narayana, another word for consciousness. Atma means substance. Apnoti sarvam iti Atma. Atma means what? Substance is called Atma. Apnoti sarvam. That which pervades everything. What pervades everything? That which pervades the product is called Atma. What pervades product? Substance only pervades product. Any product is pervaded by substance only. Therefore, Atma means substance. From that substance everything came. By that substance everything came. In that substance everything is existing. To that substance everything goes back. And Kalpe Kalpe Srijati Ajaha. He is Ajaha. Ajaha means unborn. Unborn. Kalpe Kalpe. Now and then Kalpa means what? That one cycle. Brahmaji's Kalpa we call. one cycle. Every cycle of the creation, the same substance creates everything, which is the intelligent cause. Because creation means two causes must be there. One is material cause, another is intelligent cause. Ornament, to create an ornament, you need two causes. One is goldsmith, another is gold, substance. When Shastra talks that he is the Atma of the creation, what does it mean? It means that substance. Substance alone can be the Atma. Atma means what? One who pervades everything is called Atma. Which pervades the entire universe? Substance only pervades. So, when it is told that Bhagavan or consciousness is the substance, then who is the intelligent cause? Goldsmith. In the example, goldsmith is necessary. Atmana sanyachati. He happened to be the intelligent cause also. Like that, he explains in a philosophical manner. Before going to see the philosophical explanation, let us see the story portion. When that reality wanted to, this is story portion, don't bring questions here. Stories are meant for hearing, questions are meant for thinking, okay. So, next class we will see the philosophical portion. Now here, Brahmaji says, because every statement is problematic statement here. Brahmaji says, when that ultimate reality wanted to create the universe. He begins his story, when that ultimate reality wanted to create this universe, I was the first product. As a living being, I was the first product. If you take this statement, lot of logical problems are there if you think. What is the statement? When that ultimate reality wanted to create a universe. Wanted means what? Desired. Desire means what? A lacking entity alone can be a desiring entity. An inadequate entity alone can be a desiring entity. So already this consciousness is defined as what? Infinite entity. How an infinite entity will have desire? How an infinite entity will have desire? If infinite entity also has desire, then it means finite. Because the desired object is somewhere else existing. It has to attain that object. So this becomes different from that desired object. So it becomes finite. So these are logical problems. That's why I initially told, don't think. Story part, you should not think. Afterwards, the same story will be explained in a philosophical manner. Here Brahmaji says, when that Bhagavan wanted to manifest this universe, he himself manifested through his Maya Shakti as Pancha Bhutas. In Upanishad, this comes, Tasmad Vaye Tasmad Atmana Akasha Sambhutaha Akashad Vayuhu Vayor Agnihi Agne Rapaha Adhyah Prativi Prativyamoshadayaha. That what they call stages of creation is told in the Upanishad. What is the stage? Atmanaha Akasha Sambhutaha. Atma means what? Bhagavan or Narayana, any name you give. From that ultimate reality, Akasha has born. From Akasha, Vayu. From Vayu, Agnihi. From Agnihi, Apaha, that is water. From waters, this tangible earth has come like that, Prithivi. After creating Panchabhutas, who is there to enjoy these Panchabhutas? This prapancha is an inert prapancha. So there must be someone as a living entity to use the inert prapancha. Who is there? So he himself became the living being also, and that happened to be myself. I am the first born individual living being, therefore I am called Prathamaja. So as even I born, how I born you know? I born from the navel of the Lord. From the navel of the Lord, there came a lotus. And from that lotus, I came out and I saw everywhere pralaya jala, waters. Panchabhutas already created. Everywhere is an infinite space. Everywhere waters are there. And I did not know for what purpose I have come. And I find nobody around me. So when I find nobody around me, naturally question come, who am I? Every individual asks this question. First question of every individual in life is what? Who am I? Entire life is meant to know this answer for this question only. But unfortunately, in our case, when the child asks, who am I? Parents come and say, you are my son. Right? Understood? Mother says, you are my son, you are my child. So you got the answer. You did not have the thinking mind to ask your parent, how can you say that I am your son? What is the meaning of my son? Please tell. Suppose if you ask, suppose, what will happen? You won't get mother's milk. She will tell, day one of the birth itself, you fellow asked me question. Now itself you ask me question like that, mother will not give milk. But in Brahmaji's case, it is different. So no mother was there in front of him. So nobody, even second fellow, nowadays mothers don't give answer, means media gives answer. Google Mama gives answer for all your questions. Pogo Mama gives the answer. Of course, answer is wrong answer. That is different. But somebody is there to give you answer. But in Brahmaji's case, nobody was there to give the answer. Therefore, Brahmaji wondered, who am I? I did not know what is the purpose of my birth, and who is the producer, and who is the creator, what is their duty. Like that, I have a lot of confusion I got, because mind is thinking. Immediately after birth, mind is thinking. So as even I was having all these doubts, I heard a voice, tapa, tapa. Tapa means do tapasya. Tapa, tapa. So even though I could not see anyone, at least I could hear the voice. I took that voice as an instruction and started meditating on the source. So as even my meditation was intensified, a form, a beautiful form with four hands came in front of me and introduced to me that I am Narayana, I am your source. So who has to teach about Bhagavan? Bhagavan only can teach. What is the teaching? That is called Veda. About Bhagavan, who can tell? Bhagavan only can tell. So Veda is nothing but a visiting card of Bhagavan. Understood? I am Nitya Shuddha Buddha Muktaha Anantaha, your creator. Who has to tell? Bhagavan only has to tell. So that visiting card only is called Veda. So that Bhagavan came along with his Shakti Sri Devi. Because if Bhagavan doesn't accompany Shakti, he will be what? He will be infinite. He is not available for transcendence. How nicely story comes, you see. Story is there, but there is a philosophical portion also. Here Brahmaji says, Bhagavan Narayana came along with his Mrs. Mrs. Narayana also came. So when you probe, why Mrs. Narayana should come? Because without Mrs., Narayana is not Narayana. He is infinite entity. Because of Mrs. only is an individual. Therefore only after marriage only everybody is called as Sriman. The Sriman word is given only after marriage. Up to that time you are called what? Child. Kumara. Shishu. Shishu or Kumara. So Bhagavan Narayana came along with Sri Devi and he congratulated me for my successful tapas. He congratulated me and he shook hands with me and our friendship started from that moment onwards. Brahmaji says all this. See, there also you see psychology. You can command a child which is not grown, but you should not command a child which is already grown and which has questions. So Brahmaji is a child, full grown child. Because of which only he could get these questions, who am I, who is my creator, what is the purpose of my life, what is my nature of my duty, like that. He had lot of questions. So towards the grown up children, what must be the attitude of a father? Handshaking. congratulating. Everything comes in our, all psychology comes in our Puranas. So Narayana came and congratulated me and told that how nicely you did tapas and you have found out me. Like a mother comes in front of the child and says to the child, you have found out me. Who has found out whom? In fact, mother only revealed it to that child, but after revealing, mother herself gives the credit to the child. Similarly, here also, Bhagavan revealed himself to me, but he gave the credit to my tapas. But I cannot be deluded by his praise. So immediately I told, all are because of your blessings, Bhagavan. You are my loving father. All are because of your blessings only. Then Bhagavan says, yes, yes, yes. Yesha madha anugraha. Because of my blessing only, you have come out. And I only told you to do tapas. I only made you to continue in that tapas. And I have in front of you, not as a fruit of your tapas. Just because you meditated, I not come. Since I wanted to reveal myself to you, I have come. Why you wanted to reveal yourself to me? Because I have certain transaction with you. I have to perform certain transaction with you. That transaction happened to be giving you the responsibility of creation. I want you to take the responsibility of creation. As even Brahmaji heard, he was shuddered. Creation, portfolio, who will do? Because a lot of things you need to a creator. To create ordinary mud pot, you try. You try. Lot of skills are necessary. Lot of knowledge is necessary. Even though it appears simply one chakra is that wheel is rotating and this fellow puts one lump of clay and it comes like that. You also try. If you put lump of clay on that mud wheel, pot will not come. Snake will come. Lot of skills are necessary. Even to create an ordinary mud pot, you need skills. So here Brahmaji says, oh, I don't want all these things. It is troublesome affair and everybody will blame me only. And whenever, especially these fellows who are love failure fellows, whenever they get failed, they will blame only and they will tell that I am idiot. They will even boast that they could have created a better world also. Like that, I don't want this problematic duty, I don't want. And moreover, I will be bound by the idea called that I am the creator. Because any doer will have that Kartritva Buddhi. Kartritva Buddhi is called Bandhana. And the doer is the sign of ignorance. So this ignorance will cover my knowledge. So I am happy really. Just I want to see you and Mother Sridevi. Both of you stand in front of me. I will be happy in seeing. Then Bhagavan told, hey, for that purpose I have not created. You have a duty and for which you have done lot of tapas in the previous cycle. Who becomes Brahmaji according to scripture? Brahmaji also is an ordinary soul like any other soul, any other individual. He is an ordinary individual. But in previous cycle of creation, he did lot of tapas. Lots of punya karma is there. Therefore, he was given that special status called creator. I will give you a special knowledge by which you will not have bondage. Even though you perform all these duties, you will not have bondage. You will not be bound by the results of your actions. And I will give that type of knowledge which is generally called as Atma Jnanam or Ishvara Jnanam or Brahma Jnanam. Telling this, Bhagavan teaches entire Bhagavatam, Chatushloki Bhagavatam it is called. Entire Bhagavatam is given in 4 shlokas. It is called Chatushloki Bhagavatam, which we will see in the next class, in which we find the philosophical discussion of the creation. So far it is only a story part of the creation, and in that Chatushloki Bhagavatam, there is a discussion how this creation come. What is the meaning of the word called creation? what is actually created, what is the birth of everything in the creation, and what do you mean by death of everything in the creation, all those details we'll see in the next class.
Tadeva ramyam ruchiram navam navam tadeva shashvan manaso mahotsavam tadeva shokarnava shochanam nruna yeduttama shloka yashonu giyate gopika jivanasmaranam govinda govinda.